Test 68, Section 3, Question 3. Here we're looking for a flaw, and we have statistics reveal that more collisions between bikes and motor vehicles occurs on roads having specifically designated bike lanes than on roads that have no such lanes. So there's more collisions with bikes on roads with bike lanes. Hence, adding such lanes to existing roads is unlikely to enhance the safety of bicyclists. So adding these lanes to roads is unlikely to enhance the safety. Now, this is a problem of a bias sample to a certain degree, because the fact that more collisions between bikes and motor vehicles occur on roads that have bike lanes could be the result of simply the fact that there are more bikes on those roads, and therefore there's a higher probability of an accident in the first place. And so it could be that it's making it safer, but it also is attracting more bikers there, so that it's you have the greater likelihood of an accident, but not because it's more dangerous. So that's our problem here. A overlooks the possibility that injuries sustained are less on roads with bike lanes are as serious on average as those sustained on accidents without. Well, actually, if that possibility were true, that wouldn't actually be what we want. If it had said are less serious, it would have been better, but not as serious. So A, not quite what we want. Fails to address the possibility there are more bicyclists on roads with bike lanes than there are on bikes without. That's kind of what we said, so it's the bias sample. C, takes for granted that any road alteration that enhances safety of bicyclists also enhances safety of motorists. We don't really care about the safety of motorists for this question. Concludes that adding bike lanes to roads will fail to enhance safety on grounds that only some roads that currently have such lanes are safe. It's not talking about some roads are safe and some aren't. It's just because we have more accidents total. And then takes statistical evidence that fails to support a conclusion concerning the safety of bicyclists as evidence that proves the opposite conclusion. Well, this is the right idea in terms of statistical evidence that fails to support a conclusion of concerning the safety. So it's saying, yeah, that doesn't really support the idea that they're safer. As evidence that proves the opposite, well, it doesn't necessarily prove that it's making it worse. So it's just not going to be answer choice E. And so B is our correct response there.